Big Sports Breakfast coming to you live from the Newcastle Racecourse. We're here for the running of the Hunter tomorrow. The million-dollar race on the standalone meeting for Newcastle hasn't happened here in 19 years. One of the names in racing that is synonymous with the area is Australian Bloodstock. We've got one of their directors, Jamie Lovett, with us. Welcome, Jamie.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I guess no surprise that you've got a runner in the Hunter and a real chance too with Tactical Advantage. I mentioned to Chris earlier, but when you found out that this million-dollar race was on, I guess you start thinking and changing plans for some of the horses in the stable.
Yeah, look, for us it was more a case of looking without a horse up to that sort of quality. But we're fortunate Tactical Advantage won over the Flemington Carnival. So it was a bit of an afterthought, to be fair, because we didn't think he was up to that sort of... It's not a Group 1 race, but it's a Group 1 field. So, but I think he's a genuine... sort of each way hope. He's never won at the trips, probably the only concern, but he's in probably career best form, so he deserves his chance in the field.
How exciting is it to have a race like the Hunter and have a standalone meeting up here in Newcastle?
Yeah, look, it's something that it's only obviously we've been with the carnival in Melbourne, we've been away, but coming back and having a look at even here this morning, it's got a bit of a buzz about it. And the fact that, yeah, Newcastle were a provincial race club, but we're Chris Lee's trains off the track here with a lot of horses that are racing in Sydney every weekend, and to have a meeting here like this, it's very exciting.
You've been coming to the races here at Newcastle a long, long time. For people that are thinking, right, Saturday morning, I might jump on the freeway and come up, why should they? Why is Newcastle, why is this going to be a big party here tomorrow?
Oh, look, I mean, obviously we're very passionate about our city, and obviously you've got the Newcastle Knights, they're our flag bearer, and the soccer team, the Jets, and certainly racing, there's always been a good horse in the town. So we're sort of a community that gets behind if we've got a good horse or a good team or things are going well, everyone gets behind it, and we're very fortunate here that, you know, I think people look at Newcastle as a bit of an industrial town, but you've only got to drive down past the beaches to realise what we offer, and certainly the pub life that you guys have got quite familiar with.
Beer's cold.
You've got one of Australia's leading trainers in Chris Lee's here in Newcastle. He trains out of the Newcastle stables. What makes him such a great trainer?
Oh, look, I mean, for me, it's his attention to detail and his work ethic. I mean, a lot of people, you see the social side of him, he's good at that, like we all are, but certainly, you know, to get out of bed at 4 a.m. every day and racing these days, yeah, it's I guess like all professional sport, it's 7 days a week, they don't get a day off. So when your stable gets bigger and obviously you've got to have the right people around, he's got terrific staff, and I think the biggest thing for him, for mine, is he's still got the likes of Phil Burns, Cameron Swan, Malcolm Alton, these are guys that have been with him for 20 years and even before... though with his father, Max Lees, you know. Yeah. So that, for me, sort of tells you that the system that he's got works because the guys are hanging around.
Before we get to the other Australian Bloodstock runners that are going around in Newcastle, we spoke to you on the eve of the Melbourne Cup, Mustajeer, probably a disappointment in the run. What was your take on that performance,
Jamie?
Yeah,
just disappointing. I mean, look, nothing went to plan. And as I said earlier, Jim, it's a very hard race to win. So you need everything to go your way. You can't have a hiccup. I think, like most people, we got it wrong. We thought it'd be a brutally run race where there'd be good, genuine tempo. So that was certainly, we got that wrong. Ollie had no luck in the run, and look, it was just all in all disappointing. It was you can't sugarcoat it.
It wasn't a boring. it wasn't boring. The race was boring.
I mean, if you ask the owners of Owen DeClaire and Danny O'Brien and Craig Williams, they have a different opinion. Look, it was just one of those things. I mean,
can't make excuses.
We weren't good enough.
What about the ones who back, say, Raymond Tusk? What would you say to those people? Yeah.
Oh well, look. I mean, that they got it wrong. Jamie Spencer, the guy that rode Raymond Tusk, they all thought the same thing. Just the whole race was totally opposite of what we all thought it would be run. So all the professionals and the guys that do the maps and everything, it was just at odds with what we thought.
All right. We're all about finding a winner though, Jamie. And tomorrow, and Chris would love to win this, obviously, the Max Lees Classic. But I believe with Dude's image, there's a few Newcastle Knights players.
Yeah, look, we're obviously, as I mentioned earlier, so the local community, we all sort of, it's good that a few of the Knights guys over the years have got involved. Mark Hughes, ironically, Mark Hughes, his first horse, he come into Tactical Advantage. So he's also,
good.
He's won half a million now. And And Alex McKinnon, he's just come into that filly that you mentioned, Redoubt's Image. So it'll be Alex's first runner with us anyway. So
out of all the ex-players or current players that may have horses with you, who's the one that's always on the phone saying, righto, Jamie, where are we taking this horse? What are we doing with it?
Just pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, Mark Years. You don't hear from him until acceptance has come out. Yeah. So, look, it's great. And look, the good thing about it too is, yeah, like any syndicated horse, there's no big outlay. The boys just, the footballers are used to getting it all for nothing, so they don't like paying for their horses. But
Yeah, Jamie, this one's just come through from one of our listeners. Hey, boys, can you ask Jamie what he thinks of Longbottom tonight?
Oh.
Well, I didn't know, but listening to Chris Lees on your show earlier, he says he's best outre chance. So she's limited, but I think she's in the right race.
Don't put the slows
on. The price is gone.
No, look, she'll run well. I'd be shocked if she didn't run top three, because she's going very well, and Brenton will give her a good ride from the gate.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Big day tomorrow, and best of luck with all the Australian Buzzstock runners.
Thanks, guys.